Feel the rain on my dick. Everyone can see your penis.
Everyone is laughing at it.
Everyone can see my penis. Pulling it out in the rain. Here's my dick. It's out of my motherfucking pants.
Look at my little dick. Everyone, I want you to get it sucked.
Everyone ever says a faggot. I'm the only one that's straight.
But my dick is small.
But my dick is too small.
It's too small to fuck a woman.
It makes me wanna kill myself.
So I have to get fucked in my ass.
Even though I'm not gay.
I just want to be a part of it.
I just want to have friends.
I just want these guys to like me.
I'm trying to act in movies. I'm trying to ingratiate myself to them so they will let me play a guy who's straight.
In an X-Men film.
I want to be in the X-Men. And I'll do good shit for it.
I want to be Nightcrawler. Paint me blue and fuck my ass.
I've been raped 18 times. And I was at one time I thought I was going to be in a Motorola commercial.
But it turned out
they went out of business.
They were putting phones in my ass.
It was actually just another rape. This time they filmed it. And I won't get to be in X-Men.
Yep. Shout out to, who's that, Natasha Bedingfield?
Hello, Cameo. My name is Adolf Hitler.
Whoa. Seriously?
Adolf Hitler here on Cameo.
Is that what he sounded like?
You may know me.
I think so.
I only know his speech
English.
Voice.
It was his English.
Yeah, he spoke. He was very charismatic.
Yeah.
There was a lot of yelling in German, but
in
I guess.
In German, it sounded more
like
English.
We're going to clean up the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Folks. Yeah. They're a parasite, and they control all the money and all the businesses. Mm-hmm. And if that's not enough for them, they got to sexualize our women and destroy our nuclear families.
Yeah.
Whoa, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Except this time I'm talking about white men, folks.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
wow, he's calling them all out.
Fuck.
The CIA here for woke Jack Hitlerson.
Jack Hitlerson.
My name's Jack Hitlerson, and I work at the CIA.
No one else can see my dick, just you. Could you have a magnifying glass?
Fuck my ass and suck my penis.
Make me put on a nice dress.
What was the other one? Little red Corvette, but it's... Oh, yeah.
Baby, I'm much too gay.
Little dick faggot. Baby, you're much too faggot. Little dick faggot.
My dick's fucking small.
Dude,
yeah.
Little that's red Corvette's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I fucking love Prince, dude.
I hope this is somebody's first... time listening to this show.
Me too.
So yeah. It's,
welcome to Come Town.
3 minutes and 30 seconds of this, and they're like, which one's the fat guy that I heard about on the mayonnaise forums?
On the mayonnaise forums?
Yeah, we've actually, Patreon's been pumping.
Are you serious? I need to bump up in my fucking pay.
The mayonnaise forums have been fine.
If we're getting a lot of new fucking subs off the mayonnaise forums, I'm going to need a little tick up on my fucking
like,
pay.
Oh my God, our God. Our king has a podcast? Mm-hmm. I just liked his pictures on Instagram.
That's right. I'm the only one that's fucking inspiring here.
Uh-huh. That stops gender as hell.
I don't know if we've ever mentioned this on the show, but it was very funny when we got to Sydney and you said to that girl, so I'll see you at the show tomorrow night. And she's like, what show? I just like your pictures.
Yeah. There was a girl that fucked me because she just liked to fuck fat guys.
Yeah,
was,
you thought she
that
was
a
fan.
Great fucking moment in my life. It's happened a couple times and I'm... It means so much more
you
than
got
pussy
chased.
From the podcast.
You got chubby
I wish I could be fetishized in any way.
The hunter has become the hunted.
That's right, dude.
I'm not in any of those categories.
What do you mean?
Like the weird, like...
You get to just fucking be a regular guy that gets pussy. What do you mean?
Yeah, but I want to be some weird...
You get pussy you don't deserve because you got good bone structure. I have to carry a burden.
Yeah, I get fetishized.
I have to get Botox every 3 weeks.
That's true. Nick's face is a nightmare usually. Right.
Oh, my God.
I look like a Korean.
You know how much work it takes to keep that up?
To keep this up. Yeah, dude. Yeah, Adam, you absolutely.
Oh, I know.
That fucking schnoz, those glasses.
Yeah, of course. I ham it up.
Your fucking mom
I sneeze out the cocaine like an Annie Hall.
Yeah, you've done that so many times.
I don't know.
You have prop cocaine, so you don't actually waste it.
I don't want to waste some money. Yeah. It's expensive stuff.
And then when they find that out, they're even more. They're even more attracted to you.
These people, they bring fake cocaine to parties. So they can pretend like they're contributing, and then they just sneeze it everywhere and draw attention to their nose.
Yeah.
Which they think is superior.
It's true.
Here at the CIA, we're figuring out another way to get them.
I got to say, I hate your nose, Adam, but a girl with a big nose I do like.
You like a girl with a big nose.
Something about your nose is just
Why don't you like my nose? It's not even that big.
Your nostrils are too long.
A nose could be a hell of a lot bigger.
Your nostrils are too long.
I have long nostrils.
That's my biggest issue.
I haven't trimmed my nose hairs in a couple months.
I can't see them from here. I've been looking in the mirror, and it's not a great shape from the profile.
What do you mean? I don't have that bad. I don't have a bump. I barely have a bump.
I'd love to shoot him right in the fucking face. Now that we brought it up, talking about it.
Yeah, just scope. Right.
Just fucking blam.
Right in the nose. Yeah.
You're so right, Nick.
I was considering only afterwards you'd be like, "Nah, I'm just playing."
And then I was kidding.
I was considering during quarantine getting a.
If I had a little like
that would have been awesome.
If I had a little like
out with a button nose,
out with a small nose,
like a remote control from Click. Mm-hmm. I'd be shooting at him in the face and rewinding constantly during the show. The recorder still works.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
It's regular technology.
So I would just blast.
That would be awesome. We would hear, and then we'd hear Adam shrieks of death 100 times.
Stop. Stop it. And then just blammo. And it's all over the wall.
Yeah.
And then we rewind.
That's what the movie Click was about.
That's sort of what the movie The Prestige is about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
I'm still thinking about Adam with the Maggie Gyllenhaal nose, little upturned button nose,
yeah,
dude.
Mm-hmm. My old pal, Maggie.
I would love to fuck you if you had a nose like that.
Somebody
Photoshop Adam with a little nose. I want to see what it looks like.
I like my nose.
Adam Fried Smith. Adam Fried Smith.
I used to not like it.
I don't have a problem. Listen. It's fine. It serves your purposes.
My nose is fine. You could have a
lot
worse.
I don't
want to
fuck somebody with your nose. See, that's the problem, though. You're in an uncanny valley where it's not that good.
It's not that bad of a Jewish nose, but it's not a regular nose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want them real bad, real big, real fucked up.
You want a fucked up
Stops
nose.
In an uncanny hidden valley.
Mm-hmm. I am, and I'm slurping up all the range. I got one of those beer helmets, but it's like on either side.
It's
a whole thing.
Stops in a John Candy valley.
Mm-hmm. I'd love these. One of my favorite actors.
You can't tell if he's John Candy. Uh-huh.
He's
I remember there's
probably.
A...
Yeah.
Is that a robot or is it John Candy?
Yeah,
I can't tell. They're like, no, it's famous pedophile Trevor Salkey.
Wait a second. No. You can call me fat, beloved pedophile.
He said beloved.
Can we put a kibosh on the pedophilia jokes, please?
Well, I remember there was this MTV True Life that she's like, I'm 900 pounds or whatever. And the lady had the Costco Hidden Valley in her purse. Which rocks.
In her purse.
What's Costco Hidden Valley?
Like the Costco size. Like the family.
Oh. She didn't even have a travel size.
She didn't come through with a... Yeah.
Like the one you get at the supermarket.
She used to rock up to restaurants.
Was that Hillary Clinton?
Well, no.
That's Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I would love to watch...
I keep Hidden Valley in my bag.
I'd love to watch the doctor from My 600-Pound Life lecture Hillary Clinton. You are too much of a dumb bitch. looking at the chart, you have to be 10% less dumb bitch before we can do surgery to make you even less of a dumb bitch.
All those doctors are in Houston, Texas. Yeah, those like fat doctors.
Fat San Antonio.
San Antonio, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Being so fat, you can't even get anti-fat
surgery. San Antonio is a very funny town.
I've never been there.
It's such a fat place.
They have a river walk.
I was a hot bitch over in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I went I went when I was very fat, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went when I was...
San Antonio fat.
No, I was a fucking hot little slut around 300 bills, 300 pounds. Mm-hmm.
Look at this new skinny bitch walking through.
Bumbling up the Riverwalk.
That's Texas anorexia.
Yeah. Saw the Alamo.
Oh my God, it's Callista Flockhart.
I gotta say, they have those cool monasteries over there, dude. It's pretty tight.
The Alamo?
Just in San Antonio. There's cooler shit than you'd think over there.
Mm-hmm. I love mission style architecture, dude.
I did a cannonball in
mission Chinese style architecture. Mm-hmm. I had a little mission Chinese strip recently.
You know, the other one got canceled for my girlfriend was something. Oh, yeah. The chef was burning people.
Your girlfriend?
Which one?
She told me they had to shut down the one in Chinatown.
Oh, like, before you suck my dick, I have to tell you
story. She doesn't sound like that.
Mission Chinese got canceled.
No. The chef.
I don't know all the details.
Wait, is Mission the one we went to?
The one we went to. Yeah, we went to it in the Williamsburg one.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was thinking the other day, why the fuck was there never Blasian food?
Oh, yes.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
It's weird because they, first of all, I feel like you would talk about CIA stuff. I feel like the Blasian thing was a CIA thing. Because they existed for literally 7 years and then disappeared. And it's crazy with all these people coming out for DMX, you see no Blasians, and he had the biggest impact on their community.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I think the Blasian community had a lot to do with Kimora Lee Simmons' spot in the culture.
Yeah.
Baby Fat, when it was an ascendant brand.
Well, DMX also added an Asian guy to the Rough Riders. Jin
from 106 and Park's Freestyle Fridays.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He was great. Well, we talked about them.
You remember that like late 90s New York culture of like all just Chinese Rough Rider bullshit?
Yeah, that's true. They had a lot of Chinese shit.
Yeah, they were.
That was the peak of people getting Chinese tattoos that they didn't understand.
Right.
Which is so funny in retrospect, is like thinking of Chinese as this language that nobody speaks. So it's not, there's no point in even.
Yeah,
bothered.
You can just get a fake Chinese tattoo.
Right, right. The most people on earth read that fucking script. Yeah, I remember someone was getting, I think Kenyon Martin, because Jeremy Lin got dreadlocks.
I remember that.
And they were like, how dare you culturally appropriate? And then Jeremy Lin was like, look at your fucking tattoos. And he just had a bunch of Chinese letters all over him.
Yeah.
He rocks.
That's
dude.
What that brand Super Dry is. It's just like Japanese nonsense.
That's right. Yeah.
It's not a Japanese brand.
It's always like Italian like dads that like Super Dry jackets.
Outback Steakhouse of jackets.
Yeah. What if they got mad about that?
Who, the Japanese?
The Australians. What are they like?
Yeah. It's cultural appropriation.
Oh, this is cultural appropriation. And you're like, well, you don't have a culture.
Yeah,
you got me there. Guess I'll go drink paint thinner.
Yeah, what about...
Back to having sex with animals and drinking paint thinner.
No, we've
That's
got,
our baseball.
They got bogans or whatever. That's what they call hillbillies.
Yeah.
Bogans.
Yeah.
B-O-G-G. Yeah.
B-O-G-G-E-R.
And Marge is like, do you have any boob? Well, you mean bogans? No, boob. B-O, you know, and then she's, and Marge is like, N-I, and like, B-O-G. A classic scene from The Simpsons.
Where Marge keeps asking if they have the N-word in Australia.
Because Bart had a collect call that went too long.
That was a great episode.
That's one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Homer cries when they change the toilet to flush the American
All the small jokes in that episode are fucking like top tier.
It's the best. Knife
when
is
spoonie. When it's just a letter from Australia.
Knife is
letter from Australia and the stamp says 30 years of electricity.
Yeah. The Aussies can suck my fucking hard cock.
Yeah. Well, they
as
did
far
that
as I'm concerned.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, we have no respect for you. But the New Zealanders, tremendous
the
respect.
The Kiwis. Yep. Shouts out to them.
Shouts out to all them doing the haka.
Shouts
and the
out
shower,
to them.
Shire.
Shouts out to the Shire. Mm-hmm. I recently read all the Lord of the Rings books.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I'm a big fan and I'm excited. I watched the first 20 minutes of the Fellowship of the Rings film yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm excited to get into the whole thing.
Cool.
So I just want to put that
cool.
out
Good
there.
Luck, bro.
I'm excited. I'm starting my journey.
You're excited to watch
as a guy that's into the
movies that everyone's seen.
I've never seen them.
Real quick, just as a formality, Lord of the Young and Rings.
That's going on the board.
That's in there.
Going on the board.
Yeah. Also, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Shores. Yeah. There's a lot to go.
Yeah.
Damn. Were we supposed to go to New Zealand on the last Australia tour?
Lord of the Cheese String.
Lord of the Cheese String.
That's cool. Yeah. Sav, weren't you supposed to get pussy in New Zealand for our tour or something?
I think.
You're like, we got to stop there so I can get a couple pussies.
I think certainly I would like to try and fuck a woman in every country that
New Zealand's kind of a hot girl country, secretly.
It is.
Yeah. They have hot girls.
Yeah,
they
and
have
now,
hot people in general.
And now that I'm supercharged with the Shire, we definitely got
to
go.
We
got
to go to New Zealand.
I need to get pussy at Bag End.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need to get pussy at the
in
top
Gondor.
Of the Gondor. I want to get my dick sucked at the top of the Misty Mountains.
Yeah, they got good genes there. I'm cursed. I'm going to look like I'll look like a child until I look like fucking like the Rockies trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mickey Golden.
That's a
he
good
got
look.
Pussy, that guy.
So
he
I'll
got
be,
pussy.
I'll be either,
people
yeah,
were saying he's a big
I'll be
guy.
16, and then suddenly I'll be fucking. I'll be Burgess Meredith.
Burgess got pussy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Burgess definitely got pussy. I believe I was listening to an old podcast that Michael Rappaport was on, and he called him a famous Hollywood stick man.
Wow.
Burgess Meredith.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, he got more pussy than anybody. Kevin Durant.
Also, Burgess is a great name, dude. Yeah. Burgess Meredith, your name,
oh,
your first
name,
doesn't make sense.
Bustus
your second
is
name
Bustus
is a woman's
is,
name.
Is,
you don't care.
Bustis.
Bustis. Bustis Meredith, yeah, dude, I can't wait to get pussy on the open fields of Rohan.
Bustis inside.
Yeah. I can't wait to go find the eye, you know, if you know
yeah,
I'm talking about the clitoris.
The brown eye.
The brown eye.
I'm trying to get some, I'm trying to fuck some asses.
You my brown eye girl.
Yeah, that's what that's
about.
About.
Yeah, it's about Van Morrison pretending a man's ass is a pussy.
Do you remember when we used to pretend your ass was a pussy and I wasn't fucking gay?
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Suck my dick and fuck my ass. My dick is fucking small. I'm gay.
I'm fucking gay. My dick is small. I want to just fuck your ass.
You suck on my dick.
I hate Van Morrison.
When you do you remember when?
Oh, but you gotta listen to
we had gay sex.
You gotta listen to Asshole Weeks, dude.
That's my dick is small and I'm gay and fuck your ass.
Asshole Weeks by
Asshole Weeks by Van Morrison. Dude, I'm gonna go to New Zealand and have sex with the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's hot.
Absolutely.
Jacinda.
I'm trying to get Jacinda pussy.
Yeah, I'm Jacinda pussy.
Yeah. They say they put her the tip just in the pussy.
I like her big teeth.
For a second.
I like big teeth.
I like her
say,
big
she
teeth.
She said, can I put her the tip just in the your ass?
Just in the pussy.
Who does Jacinda fuck?
Just what?
Clark Gayford? Her husband's last name is Gayford?
Yeah, right.
Come on,
we're
bro.
We're coming for that pussy, Clark.
Come on, bro. You better hand that pussy over.
You better give it over.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Clark.
You are my penis, girl.
Clark, we're going to fuck your wife. And then we'll fuck you in the ass and suck your dick.
He's actually a good-looking guy.
Let me see.
Who, Clark Fag?
Clark Gayford, but he got a hand to pussy over.
Let me see what Clark looks like.
Oh, man. Shout out to Jacinda for not taking the Gayford name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You know, be a very funny crime is using like a hot air balloon to like.
He looks like he's a MLB player.
Using a hot air balloon to like.
Fuck this guy. He's not hot.
People.
For a politician.
He looks kind of like fucking Jimmy Kimmel. Honestly.
He just looks like an.
He looks like a Jimmy Kimmel with less of a chin.
In our world.
What is that supposed to mean? I'll fuck this guy up.
What is
dude.
That? Cockatoo Twins?
If you can guess the song, you get to fuck Stav in his ass.
No.
Is it Heaven or Las Vegas?
Jacinda R-Word? Is that this bitch's name?
Yeah. Jacinda Retard.
Jacinda R-Word?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does have some big ass teeth.
She got some big ass.
I'm trying
chompers.
To get my nuts chomped on by those.
Yeah, you can. Well, what's Jacinda, you trying to nibble?
What's the huge on the huge tit scale? What are we doing here with Jacinda and R word?
I wouldn't say she.
Damn, she's like pregnant and shit.
Oh yeah.
Look in this picture. She's like being the president and pregnant. Damn, they're so progressive over there.
Yeah,
they let a pregnant bitch be the president.
Tits.
Clark Gayford.
Fuck Clark Gayford.
Dude, my man,
I can suck my dick. Right.
My man has to
oh, yeah, no. If you type in Jacinda Ardern tits, a picture of AOC's cans.
That's awesome, dude.
On display comes up.
Well, she's got AOC teeth.
It would be funny if like the Capitol did get like raided all the way and it becomes like the historical event, like, you know, like the storming of the Bastille or fucking the Russian Revolution. And in 100 years, like, people are just looking at paintings of AOC getting titty fucked by that guy Bigo. It's like Bigo. Something that happened. The guy put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, that's how you know it wasn't a coup, because she didn't get titty fucked. I feel like that would be the first order of business. If it were me, if I was there,
well,
I'd be like, I don't
be
give
like
a shit about any of this politics stuff. I got one thing in mind.
Yep.
Some of us have our own personal demands.
We have our agendas.
Mm-hmm. We have our own, and it's a broad coalition. It's a big tent coalition, and I'm the one pitching it.
I think I would. I would think. I don't know that rape would be at the top of the list.
It's not rape.
what is it?
It's a revolution. It's what it's fucking. It's a communist revolution, dude.
That's yeah.
All any kind of violence that happens in the service of a larger progressive political shift is good.
Okay,
it's called moral relativism, and I've used it to justify the titty fucking that I would like to participate in. Against all odds,
and to you, that she's just a symbol of the state.
Yes,
it's not even about the person.
I would be in there titty fucking everything I saw.
Right, and you
that would just happen to be one of the things being titty fucked.
Right.
The first thing I'm titty fucking, the Constitution.
Right.
Yep.
You're getting paper cuts up and down your dick, titty fucking.
I'm gonna roll the scrolls
together.
You're gonna
make an
order. Yeah, fuck the scrolls.
There's a national treasure. Scroll. Yeah,
I mean, butt fuck the scrolls.
I love that.
Yeah, Nick Cage has to fuck the scrolls to find the treasure.
Yeah. You got to titty fuck the statue. We're going to fire titty fuck AOC to figure out where they kept all the Statue of Liberty's pussy gold.
Yeah, that's... Dude, Clark Gayford is the host of a fishing television show.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, honestly.
Deadliest Gash.
Yeah. I got to say...
It's about cushy dreams or something. It's
pretty cool to know your president was getting nutted inside while she was president.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they never got married.
They're having bastards.
Whoa.
And he took Blue Chew or something. Tell him about that.
Is it Blue Chew or Cushy Dreams?
It's Cushy Dreams in about 20 minutes, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it's Blue Chew now or?
It's Blue Chew now, folks.
Okay,
it's
tell you Clark Gayford.
It's that time of the show where we talk about, and this is, you know, honestly, I'm glad it's Cushy Dreams and Blue Chew this week. Two of our sponsors that I actually use to a degree that some might even refer to as criminal.
Yeah.
Really?
Which one? It's really important.
When I stormed in the Capitol rock hard and high out of my mind.
The video of the guy smoking the joint in the Capitol Rotunda.
That was actually Cushy Dreams.
Well, that's what's funny about in America, any type of political movement whatsoever that people get, there's always a weed thing.
Yeah.
You could have like a name. Protests where they're like, we should be able to fuck kids, and there'd be a guy that's like, it's just a plant, man.
Dude, I remember
how the fuck are you gonna make a plant illegal?
During Trayvon, I was with Nick on the train, and he's like, they were having a huge protest in Union Square, and Nick was like, we should just go down there with legalizing stuff. Just be like, woo, wee.
Yeah. Because no one can get mad at you because they just think you're like some weed retard.
Yeah.
It kind of like you can copy and paste it over. You can like co-opt any. You know, that was a big part of Occupy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I had neighbors when Occupy was going on. They were like, we're going down there, dude. They're finally going to, it's going to be legal. And it's like, how out of touch are you?
It's crazy that it is legal and no one really cares.
Yeah. Who cares? I mean, maybe we're just out of the demographic that does care anymore.
But no one's like running down the street being like, we did it.
That's because we have much better drugs now.
Yeah.
And also, you've been able to get weed here pretty easily.
Yeah, I guess it has.
If this happened
legal.
4 years ago.
Do you want to do weed or would you rather do cocaine, ketamine, and Molly all at the same time?
Yeah.
I can't do that shit, man. I would die.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point.
I would rather do Kush.
I would rather
Blue Chew.
Do,
yeah, take some chewable tablets.
Because I love sex, and that means I love BlueChew.com.
Well, that's the thing. That's something that's important to note is that the New Zealand's first bloke, what's his name? Gayford.
Guy Fagari.
Guy
Clark
Fagari.
Gayford.
Clark Gayford. A lot of people don't know this. He was taking Blue Chew.
We're coming back. We're here down in New Zealand. We're getting a rock star piece of Prime Minister pussy. Dictators, dames, and I don't know.
Didgeridoos.
Didgeridoo. There you go. Thank you.
Clark Gayford was actually busting loads in the Prime Minister with the help of BlueChew.com.
BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. If you like sex, you're going to love BlueChew.com. It's a website that sells... For free, by the way.
if you use our promo code.
Very inexpensive. Promo code Cumtown20?
Or Cumtown or Cumtown20. You know the deal, folks. Try them both.
Try both promo codes.
One will work. One will probably. Work.
Put your roommate's information in. Get the free sampler twice.
20%. Yeah. You would think by now they would be Cumtown21, but but maybe it has to do with the 20%.
I think it's more about... Although, don't you get your first order free?
I think you get first order free.
First order free. I think it was just 2020 was when they... Uh-huh. But I don't remember any of the promo codes ever being Cumtown 19.
Never.
I think they were Cumtown, and then they updated it to...
The point is, you want your cock hard. We know who's listening right now.
Blue Chew's
a bunch of limp dick pieces of shit.
Some spaghetti dick noodle.
Even the girls.
Yeah. Even the girls. So your pussies are dry as fuck.
Look, if you're a girl, get Blue Chew for your boyfriend. Pull a little Elliot Page action and get on the Zoom call with...
Wait, what? What does Elliot Page do?
You know, put your best Elliot Page outfit together. Get on the Zoom call and say...
My dick doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to get on a Zoom call, I don't think.
Yeah, you do. You got to do it.
You got to Zoom.
There's no, for whatever reason, we didn't have to do it.
I had to do a nurse practitioner.
We got grandfathered into the old school operation, which was just one Russian guy.
Nice and a wink, wink, and a nudge. Yeah.
I had to do a nurse practitioner, and she had a lovin's in her asshole.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, I was giving her tokens.
No.
Yes, I was.
Don't lie.
So I had to see a liverwurst practitioner. And it was a woman with a bunch of Braunschweiger shoved in her pussy that Stav had to eat out.
What's Braunschweiger?
It's a sausage.
Braunschweiger's I think it's the same thing as liverwurst.
Wurst is a sausage, right?
Yeah.
Much. Bratwurst.
How do you not know what Braunschweiger is?
I'm not that much of a sausage
job
guy.
Doesn't like
it's good.
He doesn't like the Nazis.
I'll make you a sandwich.
Okay.
A little sauerkraut, Braunschweiger.
Okay.
On rye, open face, melt some provolone on top.
That sounds pretty good, honestly.
See, those are flavors I'm not that into, you know.
Liver, deli mustard, sauerkraut, melt some provolone on top.
Not a sauerkraut guy, I got to be honest with you. I'd like more... My sausages are more of a country-style village sausage. Not this fucking German shit. That's true. Adam, you were correct. I don't really fuck with the krauts. That's solidarity, bro. That's right, dude. And you know what? Let's not forget, they tried to come over here and fuck up Greece as well.
Yeah. And they succeeded because they were taking Blue Chew, which Blue Chew is chewable tablets.
Well, they succeed.
They're not pills. We're not allowed to call them pills.
No.
And we're not allowed to say that the chewables are Blue Chews. Blue Chew is the name of the company.
The company is Blue Chew.
And they sell chewables.
It happens to sell chewables.
They made it very clear.
With the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis.
That someone was very mad at us for referring to them as pills.
Right. Yeah, someone and we actually... Pissed.
And that...
We don't think that's stupid.
We don't.
We agree with
we
it.
Agree.
We agree.
And we'd like to keep getting money from them.
Well, mainly we'd like to keep getting pills.
We get paid in pills.
Sorry,
folks.
Not pills.
Chewables.
How about this? They become pills when I get them.
Yeah.
I'll call them whatever I want in my house.
In my own home.
And they belong to me.
Don't tread on me.
They stay out of my bedroom.
Go to Blue Chew and buy the chewables from them with promo code cumtown
and then call them
cumtown,
whatever you want.
And then when they arrive at you, tear up the end user agreement and call them whatever you want. Mm-hmm. They can't boss you around.
But us, we're their little fuck pigs.
It's the same ingredients.
They take the tablets and they fuck our asses and then they leave advertising payment on the nightstand.
It's Tadalafil and
Gelatafil.
Something like that, but it's the same active ingredients. Not the same ingredients, because mind you, these taste like candy.
As Viagra and Cialis.
Mm-hmm. This isn't some gas station bullshit.
No, you don't have to take Street Overlord anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take Rhino Plus.
Mm-hmm. Some of the world's greatest men were actual Blue Chew customers, mm-hmm. including Clark Gayford, Winston Churchill,
Teddy Roosevelt,
Osama bin Laden.
Friends, I am not lying when I tell you my dick does not work. It's small, but with the help of chewable tablets, yes. I have the confidence to go west and fuck. Go west and fuck natives, young man. We must be like the Spanish conquistadors and rape our way through the West.
Whoa.
A grand tradition of American rape to be restored on January 6th at the Capitol. Teddy Roosevelt.
Drops.
The titty fucking bad boy of Rio de Janeiro.
Titty Roosevelt. Yeah.
What about
Titty Roosevelt?
And he's got big ass
titty fuck about.
Yeah.
Titty fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At BlueChew.com.
Mm-hmm. So go to BlueChew.com if you want to rape like Teddy.
No in-person doctor visits, no awkward conversations, just a quick Zoom meeting with some dumb bitch.
Good thing we didn't call them pills, though.
Just Adam, why don't you tell them about your experience with the little Zoom call?
I talked to her. It was in a rough place. She helped me out. Got the pills. And
this was just
packaging.
After Adam's wife had left him.
My wife left me.
And he was having trouble getting hard for the 17-year-olds.
Too sad. 17-year-olds just weren't hitting like they used to. So I needed pills to help me out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you tell us about that time you were jacking off on cam, and then it was like a guy that came on the camera.
Did that happen to you? That did happen.
Yeah, on ChatterBait. Yeah.
And then they tried to blackmail
you. No, not ChatterBait, Chat Roulette, yeah.
And they tried to blackmail you, right?
Yeah, and then I just
This was
up.
Recent, too, right?
No, it was like
was like when I moved to New York. It was before we started the show.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I was on Chat Roulette and some guy in Morocco. It
Chat
was
Roulette
like
brought to you by BlueChew.com. Chat Roulette, official sponsor of BlueChew.com.
Yeah. And some chick was on it, but it said location Morocco, so that should have been a tip-off because she was a white girl. But I was like, maybe it's like a
She's dark, on holiday.
Yeah, how about Les Rocco?
Yeah. And then
just
she was
one
like,
of the jokes
"Do you want to
hear on this socialist podcast?"
She wanted to
saying all the things journalists on Twitter say.
She wanted to Skype me, and I assumed that meant that she was going to show me her breasts.
Why didn't she show them to you on fucking Chat Roulette?
So, well, you know, because the Chinese are monitoring it. It's Chinese spyware, because everyone knows. So I Skyped her, and then she was like kind of like showing me cleavage, and then she's like, "All right, can I tell you what I want?" And I was like, "Okay." And she said, "I want to see your penis." And then she said, "I'd like you to turn around and show me your asshole." And I was like, "Why would a girl? Why would a girl want that?" And then the screen went black. And then there was like on the dialogue, like the chat. It's like, "All right." And then they showed me the video of me.
They showed you the video of you beating off?
Yeah, showed me the video of me.
Did you like what you saw?
Exposing my penis and then showing my asshole.
Oh,
and
you did show your asshole.
Yeah, I was like, if this chick wants it, it's gonna, I'm gonna get to see her tits. I was pretty lonely at the time. And then,
did you spread it?
Yeah, she was like, "Just show me your asshole." And I was like,
"Okay." Not only did you turn it's around, you spread
girl,
your hole.
I spread my cheeks and exposed my hole, I suppose. And then I guess the video's out there somewhere. There's a Moroccan guy. He's like, "Listen, man." He's like, "My boss needs money." He's like, "I can't." He's like, "We've spent too much time on you. I can't, like, step away without getting any money for this. And I was like, dude, I literally don't have any. Yeah. I was like, I just don't have any money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even lying.
I'm just.
And then he's like, we found your Facebook. That was like what he's. And he's like, and then it's, he like told me my parents' names or something because he saw it on my Facebook. And then I just blocked him. And I was like, all right, I guess my mom's going to see my asshole. And then just nothing happened there. So,
nice.
Yeah.
You beat it, baby.
I guess so. But that guy still has that video. Maybe he's a fan of the show.
Hopefully. No, he was a fan of the show. He would have posted it by now.
I think he would have posted it by now. But, yeah. I guess that's a fairly common thing that happens.
What the fuck is the point of the let me see your asshole part?
To make it even, to make the video gayer.
Yeah, no, it looks gay.
To make you to make you seem like
I guess
because
in his country that's like the death.
You
You get stoned to death, yeah. But yeah, I was like 23.
It's that bleaching pills are shipped to you in discreet packaging.
Oh yeah.
If you didn't make that clear.
So you go promo code cometown 20 and type in put in blue something.
That's sort of sponsored by
blueshoe.com.
Yeah.
We use them, we love them, and if you're trying to be like us.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be like the cool guys
just like us
on the radio show. You'll take Blue Chew and you'll sign up for karate classes at Ultimate Military Experience.
That's right.
Adult karate.
You'll become a 40-year-old man that rumbles around with other 40-year-old men.
Yeah, when I'm ready to jits with me and my partner are jitsing with each other.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than taking a couple of Blue Chews.
Let me tell you something. You'll love it, but your partner will love it even more.
Yeah. Mm. My jits partner.
Your jits partner.
Yeah. One of my combat. And I have like so much respect for these guys. The man I respect the most as a 47-year-old man is the man that teaches me adult karate.
He's like a mentor.
Yeah. He's kind of my hero. I'm 42. He's 47.
I have so much respect for him.
I'm 42. He's 36.
He's 24 years old, and I admire that young man.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We should also say if you want to hear more episodes
of
the podcast.
My grandpa would do that shit, but he was too old for karate, so he would do it with like the guy that showed him how to use the battery tester at AutoZone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He'd be like, this young man, Carlos, I love him.
He's like more of a grandson than you ever will be.
You know, I love that young man. Maybe he wants to fuck it.
Yeah, if you want to hear more episodes of the pod, we should
go to patreon.com
/cometown.
/cometown.
Now over 300 bonus episodes that come out every week.
Let's start the show.
There's
not 300. There's 218, I think.
All right, whatever.
Oh, okay.
217.
Who fucking cares?
In my opinion, 300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So go fucking check those out. And
is the movie 300 good to rewatch?
Probably not. I loved it when I was, 16 or whatever.
Because it was your history.
Because I was high as shit and it was my history.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was fucking blasted for that.
Stav identified with the Persian guy because he was bald.
That the highest I've ever been in a
bald and gay.
I'm not bald now.
Bald and big.
I was
and
not
gay.
Bald then. I'm not bald now.
Yeah, that's true.
I was bald for a brief time in my life, a dark time in my life.
Stav was like a Charlie Brown style young man.
300 is bald. The amount of hair follicles left on Stav's body.
No.
And his weight.
No.
Yes. And his weight. And his height in millimeters.
Yeah.
That's my dick's height in millimeters?
No chance.
Fuck, that's 3 centimeters, isn't it?
No, it's 30 centimeters.
30 centimeters.
Oh,
then big dick.
The 30 centimeters is like what, like 15 inches?
Something like
hell
that.
Hell yeah, that's my dick for sure, dude.
Yeah, for sure. Stop's got a 15 inch dick, and that's the Blue Chew guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. I'm sure I'm sure 300's bad now, but at the time it hit just right.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the highest movies I've seen. That and The Marine. I was like incapacitated going into that. I saw it opening like at midnight showing of The Marine, the opening night. And it was me and my friend and then this like 28-year-old woman and her like 15-year-old son.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
I brought a backpack of claws to Mortal Kombat last week.
Yeah,
and I got pretty twisted.
I might start smoking weed again, but only at the movie theater.
It's not a bad way to be.
It's pretty cool.
Just like just fucking taking an entire like joint to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Indoors?
Then, no, right outside. Right out. You have to smoke weed.
It's legal.
Directly outside. No, used to be you just get as high as possible in the parking lot,
right? Mm-hmm.
And then like run in and sit down with like
of course.
One of the big pretzels,
the hugest popcorn
and like a Dixie cup mm-hmm. with nacho cheese in it to dip the pretzel in.
I'm a traditionalist. I'm a popcorn guy.
Nah, I mean,
I need the biggest fucking box of popcorn.
Dipping the cheese pretzel in there, being high out of my mind, watching like Wicker Man. Those are some of the best days of my life.
Yeah. The highest I saw one of the Fast Five.
Mm-hmm.
Could not tell you 1 second of what happened. Like, I was so fucking high. It was me and Eldis, and we just kept hitting a fucking weed pen in the fucking movie.
I remember I got drunk for G.I. Joe,
mm-hmm.
and I could not. I remember, I wasn't blacked out. I remember sitting there and trying to understand the entire movie. Just being like, what the fuck is going on?
I also did that Fuck, what's 21 Jump Street, the sequel, 22 Jump Street?
Mm.
I had a show at the Auto Bar, and Ben O'Brien was going to see the late showing of
22 Jump Street. Pretty funny franchise.
And I was getting free drinks, and I was still drinking a lot at the time, and I was getting absolutely blitzed on fucking vodka soda. No, it was tequila ginger ales, you know what I'm saying? And there was absolutely nothing doing getting pussy wise, so I figured why not go,
mm-hmm.
why not see my boy Ben? And I just ate. I literally sat down, shoveled a large popcorn in my mouth, went right to sleep,
mm-hmm.
just like that. Like I just paid $30 to have like
I did that
a lot of popcorn.
I did that at Avatar. I got a bucket of Newcastles and I drank all six of them during the previews.
Yeah,
and I fell asleep in the first like 5 minutes.
It was
Avatar.
Like, it's awesome.
I made it to like just the part where they put him in the Avatar.
Yep,
and I was gone.
Doctor Strange, I fell asleep off the edibles. Mm-hmm. The new King Arthur, the Guy Ritchie King Arthur, don't remember one moment of it. I was so high.
You might want to try actually Cushy Dreams and going.
Yeah. That's true. That would help.
It makes you smarter, in fact. You remember all of it.
And that's the evils of marijuana, because I've probably watched so many movies I don't remember.
What the fuck is this?
What?
Doritos nacho cheese is yellow in Australia.
It's gay.
That sucks.
Didn't we see that? I feel like now that I'm remembering Australia, I feel like that was like the one thing I learned while I was there.
That Doritos were yellow.
They're a different color.
The bag.
I don't remember that. We saw the Sydney Opera House, and there wasn't enough Indian tourists to laugh at, so we left.
I went twice.
That beach, dude. Shout out to, was it Bondi?
Shout out to Cushy
It was the
Dreams.
Beach next to Bondi.
James Bondi.
We were told there would be too many tourists at Bondi. Stav and I needed solitude.
We are going
to
James Bondi Beach. That's where you should have gone to laugh at Indian tourists. CushyDreams.com is your one-stop shop for getting your dick sucked by some CBD smokable flower.
That's right, mm-hmm. brother.
If you've tried CBD in the past, the oils, you know that they're bullshit and it's mm-hmm. fake and it doesn't
your
work.
Dick, and anyone who has it has a fucked up little shrivel
You should
cock.
Know that,
That's
that
right.
CBD oil is a scam.
Snake oil.
It mm-hmm. does not. Snake oil itself is probably better for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I can tell you that taking snake oil does one thing. It's like it will absolutely protect you from the coronavirus.
That's true. That's true.
No
but it
reason
won't
to get
you high.
No reason to get the vaccine.
That's yes.
Cushy Dreams.
From Cushy Dreams. That's Cushy Dreams. That's the copy.
Yeah. They say don't take the vaccine.
Smoke Cushy Dreams.
Smoke Cushy Dreams.
Dreams.
It is 100% legal smokable flower. It smells like weed that's gonna, as someone that doesn't even like smoking weed personally, I was apprehensive about smoking it because you still have that fear. It's like, I'm just gonna be too high,
right?
It's like that kind of quality,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm it like, feels gonna, like real weed tastes
it's like
oh, it.
This is just gonna fuck me. I won't be able to get anything done all morning,
right?
But then you smoke it and you're like, oh, all my anxiety's gone. This is like very nice. Mm-hmm. I'm in a good mood. I'm able to be funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it, you maybe get 30 minutes of that before that part of your brain takes over that says, this isn't self-destructive enough.
Right.
It's time to do cocaine.
Where's the actual hard drugs?
Where is, let's take
But
some,
there's a nice, you got a half hour.
Let's put some heroin in my
mouth. You got a half hour where you can watch the beginning of Goodfellas, drink a Diet Coke,
yeah,
and have a really nice 20, 22 minutes.
It's very good. They got hustle, energy.
Peace.
Yeah.
Create.
Retard.
Mm-hmm. Re-reduce.
Well, it's retard, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
They got one called Not Gay.
Yeah. Not Gay. You're guaranteed not to do any gay shit or have any gay thoughts.
Not gay anymore. slime. Yeah. Slime. That icky.
Slime.
That slimy ass pussy.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of pussy
slimy
I like.
Pussy.
I like the kind of pussy that's slimy.
Yeah.
I think slimy.
Yeah, they call me slimy.
They call me slimy.
Because I never, I get pussy and I leave my dick wet when I come back to hang out with them. When I come back to the picnic, I got my dick out and it's slimy.
And it's slimy.
And they said, Spider, you're crazy. My name used to be Spider, but now it's slimy.
Yeah, I have.
And now there's a different guy named Spider, and his name used to be Tweety Bird.
Damn, I want to be named Tweety Bird. That's an awesome name.
Yeah, this is our gang. It's Tweety Bird, Spider, Hector. Joker.
Clown.
Yeah, Joker. Tweety Bird. That's Spider number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Psycho. This is Spider. That's Slimy.
Nestor.
Nestor. Hector. Hector 3.
Hector.
Tweety Bird Tokyo Drift.
Tweety Bird. Actually, Tokyo Drift is another one I was kind of high for.
Cushy Dreams is a perfect thing to take while watching Tokyo Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And when you smoke it, you'll feel really...
I got some Tokyo Dreams. Get my dick sucked by a Japanese girl with big-ass titties.
Yeah, me too. You'll feel really good smoking Cushy Dreams. Smokable CBD flower. Smoke it because you can. It's independently lab-tested. And there's
even when you sneak that slogan into a bunch of other things, it's still fucking so stupid.
Yeah.
Because you can.
If you go to the website, they sell eights and they sell pre-rolls.
Love the pre-rolls. And they sell the pre-rolls in grams and they also sell them in the little five.
To be honest, I don't know why you wouldn't just buy the pre-roll.
No. Well, some people like to mix things up because roll your
some
own
Some people
spliff.
Like the ritual of twisting up.
Yep. Or you could even smoke out of a water pipe if that's your thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. Yeah. But it is real smooth.
You know,
I do like to spray menthol on mine now that it's to stand in solidarity with the black community. That was a wild take on social media.
No.
Did you see that shit?
No.
They're talking about like making menthol illegal and then they're banning menthol in like cigarette production.
Oh, that's fucking good.
And then everybody's like just so they can arrest black guys, and it's like most of the time, yes. But I don't think they're going to be arresting black people for smoking menthol cigarettes.
Smoking Newports. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a little insane. Also, it's like, that's just a stereotype. It would be very funny if they're like, they're getting rid of fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh, wait, what's next? Watermelon?
What's next? Not being around your kids?
Kool-Aid? You're not allowed to drink Kool-Aid and eat fried chicken anymore?
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe just wait
maybe
for
just chill
black
out.
People to complain about this.
Yeah.
Rather than jumping the gun. And saying
I am pissed though because grape duchess are also in the mix. That you want to talk about a ritual?
Yeah,
going to Royal Farms, getting a fucking grape Dutch, rolling a little blunt. That's my fucking childhood, bro.
Yeah.
They're taking that away from
me. That's you having fruit.
It was, dude. Yeah. It was part of the fucking. That was awesome. Buying two Dutches, fucking busting them open. Got to get the grape flavored ones. Me and my boy fucking Pete, me and our boy Tommy with the fucked up thing by his ear.
Mm-hmm.
We used to drive to fucking Philly to get cheesesteaks, smoking grape blunts the whole way. It was awesome.
I wanted to do that a couple weeks ago, but it just sounded like it would not be worth it. Just go to Philly, just
fucking
get a grown
cushy
in
dreams.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do that. We'll get a couple of Percocet, take the Amtrak down there. At cushydreams.com.
Yeah,
if you enter promo code secret 18226, they'll add Percocet to your order.
Yeah.
They'll sell
inside
Oxycontin
of
to
your
order.
Blunts.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
But listen, this is a beautiful product. We smoke it. I smoke it when I'm trying to get off the sauce.
Nitrogen sealed is something that I think is also on the website.
So I smoke the pre-rolls, and I'm feeling fucking nice. And if you want to be like us, like we said, go to fucking cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y.
Yeah, I emailed them, and I asked them for if I could have some more product, and they didn't email me back.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to have to buy my own cushy dreams.
Mm-hmm. I guess they just have to reply to every single one of our tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not give us free shit.
Well, that must suck, man. Yeah, in fact, I might have to buy my own duffel bag from Ridge Wallet, but...
Yeah, you might
have
to.
That's how things go, I guess.
Maybe if you had a relationship with the people there.
You know, I guess that's how things go. Where the fuck is that goddamn thing?
It's already
thing?
Gone. Mm. I told you, there was a place that was going.
Where was it?
I'm not discussing it. You know I do a lot of community outreach.
No way, dude.
With the community?
You've got fucking posters of fucking guys kissing in there. That's where it is.
Well, someone else does now. Who asked for that? I do a lot of stuff for the gay community. I suck their cocks. I get backpacks and I fill it with gay porn. I bring it down to the gay bars. I go down to Queen Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I fucking hand out backpacks filled with gay pornography.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. You are a good guy.
Yeah, you're a great guy.
And I say, God damn us, everyone. This is like Tiny Tim.
So yeah, cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y dreams. Promo code Cumtown for 20% off your next order.
Merry gayness, everyone. God damn us, everyone.
God damn us to hell.
God damn us to hell.
I'm getting a call from Ben O'Brien.
Ooh. Wow, his ears must be burning.
Hold on. Hey, man, I'm doing Cumtown right now. You're on the phone. Oh, my God. Huh?
This is embarrassing.
Wow.
Anyway,
Ben, classic Ben. Here, you know what? Put him on the wire.
Oh, we'll put you on the wire.
Oh, yeah, we got a wire.
So everybody can talk to
you. Yeah, here you go.
All right, cool.
Plug him in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is...
some real business, but you guys keep playing, doing your little podcast.
Friend of the show, Ben.
Well, this is a real business.
It's a big time. This is a big business.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna go to prison for tax evasion this year.
You know what? I kind of wish I was always on the line for how often you guys are like trying to think of like a piece of trivia on the show that I absolutely know the answer to.
Yeah. I hear that's an infuriating.
Like, what's Einstein's birthday?
That's right, bitch.
Okay.
Go on, you bald.
That's right. You fucking idiot, man.
Yeah. Wow. Here we got Mr. Genius coming in. Probably the most basic genius fact in the world.
Everyone knows Einstein's birthday.
It's like it's on the application to Harvard. It's the first question.
Ben, you went to Harvard, though.
Honestly, I couldn't be more happy that I called you at this moment.
All right. I'll call you after.
All right, bye, dude.
Right.
That was Ben O'Brien, friend of the show, head of the American Nazi Party.
No, he's not. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He's proud.
He's head of the American cute guy party.
He's cute. He's like Justin Long without hair.
He does look like Justin Long.
He really
Justin
does.
Long,
and he sounds like
Justin
Long.
Long's wearing a piece. Did you know that?
No way.
It's a fake penis.
It's Ben. Well, because
he has hair. Yeah, Justin Long has hair, but he's wearing a piece.
He's wearing a fake penis.
He's got a piece.
He's got a piece. Justin Long.
That'd be a great question for Oprah when Elliot Page comes on. Now, Elliot, are you wearing a piece? It's like, what are you asking me? Are you wearing a fake penis around town? Elliot Page goes on Regis.
Elliot, tell us about the penis situation. You're a fella now. That's all fine and dandy. When you go out of town, you're out of here. You leave the studio. You're walking down Broadway. Are you wearing a fake penis? Is it a big one? Is it a small one? Is it floppy? Does it come hard? This is what people want to know. They're talking about the pronouns. What's the inches? How are you measuring it?
That's right.
Is it bigger than mine? Is mine big? Is it small? I still don't know. I've never learned.
Damn, dude.
R.I.P. That's the biggest tragedy. Mm-hmm. We're never going to get the Regis Elliott Page interview.
God.
Let me ask you this. Are you still shaving your pussy? Because I guess it's a matter of hygiene, but if you want to, because you got to be thinking, I don't have a pussy. So you'd stop taking care of it. If it was me, it would look like Jumanji down there. You'd have Robin Williams poking his head out, saying, I've been trapped in a board game for 30 years.
You ever see that picture, Elliot?
Beautiful movie.
Beautiful.
Usually I don't go for the artistic stuff, but that one got me. That and Titanic. Everything else I've seen has got to have a dance number in it. Let me ask you, that's a question. If you're dancing with a girl, are you leading now? When you go out dancing with dames, do they ask, do you have to wear the penis to the dance? You'll be at the Grammys next week. Let me ask you something. Who did your penis for that? Who is Tom Ford doing your penis for the Grammys? Elliot doesn't say a single word.
No, it's a 35-minute interview.
Silent.
God. You ever see those pandas we rented from China? $10 million we paid for those things. And they're what? Just fat Chinese bears? It's fun. I always thought that was funny, Elliot. Because we got bears, and so does China. And they're bears... They're very much just the Chinese version of bears. Yes, imagine a Chinese guy was a bear. And that's what you'd get.
What
that's
you'd
kinda
get.
Like your situation. In a round of, no, don't leave.
Damn, dude, a fucking legend, Big mm-hmm. Regis.
If only he could have lived to see Elliot transition.
So in the meantime, are you getting your pussy sewn shut?
Just fixated on the genitals. Mm-hmm.
I guess it's pretty good that you never really had a big pair of tits to begin with.
We all saw Juno.
I mean, if they had to cut off a huge pair of tits, that would be a real tragedy. It's not like we're losing, you know, Dolly Parton over here. It's not like we're losing Raquel Welch. You're already playing pretty close to the middle of the field, is what I mean.
It's good. No, where are you going? I said
come
it's good.
Back. The door is locked.
Oh, man, dude.
Are they going to have to make your nipples smaller, though? Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes I've seen women that are completely flat-chested, but they still got big nipples. Have you considered in the future maybe breastfeeding? Elliot just looking like, as always, about to cry. Yeah. Regis just keeps going.
I'm curious.
I want to know.
fuck. Ugh. America's greatest interviewer.
I haven't really seen anyone with little titties but big nipples. I have to be honest.
Well, Regis has.
It happens. It happens.
Weird
nipples.
I've seen little titties, little nipples, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some big nips. And I ain't mad at them at all. In fact, some might say my nipples are pretty large
for a woman.
For a man.
Large.
You got little
woman.
Ass nipples.
I have small nipples. Small titties, small nipples.
Got really little nipples.
Yep.
Why did you decide to talk about your top surgery in Time magazine?
I want.
Oh, God damn it. I wish I was better at this.
Sorry, man. It's okay, man. We believe in you.
Yeah.
You got your titties cut off. Tell us about that.
Talk about it. For a couple reasons. I wanted to share with people just how much it has changed my life.
Right, but you didn't have big tits to begin with.
already. There's such lack of access or trans people.
Let me ask you something. Are you going to start peeing standing up before you get the dick or what?
Healthcare. And the reality of the healthcare is that it's supported by medical institutions and it saves lives.
That sounds fucking gay.
Tell me about the cock.
Let me know.
Complete and utter.
You're getting an utter.
Their lies in terms of what they're saying about the healthcare and the.
This is such a boring interview.
Believe it's life saving, and it's the case for so many people. And because there is such an attack on trans healthcare right now, when all. There's such lack of access or trans people who don't even want to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What you are hearing from certain lawmakers are actual, complete and utter their lies in terms of what they're saying about.
Did you hear Paul Ryan said I had a small dick?
I never liked that guy.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Chuck Schumer said I sucked a cock at Burning Man 2 years ago. I've never even been.
It's pull a quiz.
It was Bonnaroo, and what I did was I put a giant foam finger in my ass, which was funny. It was a joke.
It killed.
Everyone loved it.
Oh, fuck me.
The healthcare and... Children will die. And it really is that simple.
Damn.
What's going to happen next for you, Elliot?
Children will die.
Okay.
Well, all right. If you say so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to our guest, Elliot Page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I could just, you watch that interview and you see this, you know, this man on the verge of tears. And
mm-hmm.
you're like, yeah, that's definitely a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's very. That's something a guy would do.
I don't know. I cry a lot.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
Adam would do. Yeah, that's what I would do.
You would be on Oprah snickering and trying to be funny, and then flirting with Oprah.
You would be flirting with Oprah. Well, she has the sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
She
I does. Would fuck Oprah for
she's
sure.
She's actually hot. If you're in the same room,
are
she's
you
hot.
Trying to fuck my pussy?
I would love to fuck Oprah, dude. Yeah, Stedman Graham. Would. Stedman Graham's got the right idea.
Yeah,
he doesn't even have to marry her. He's just living off of billions of dollars.
Well, if you
want
to fuck Oprah, you can go to cum.town and, yep. And you can fuck Oprah there. I'm not even going to tell you what's on cum.town. You can go ahead and find out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam.
Yes.
Is doing community theater.
I am.
That's true.
As the crowds come back to the play boxes in New York City,
mm-hmm.
I will be
we'll
on the stage.
I
do hope yes. that we start booking shows. And if only out of spite, it would be nice if there's like another spike just after all the woke comedians start doing shows again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That they and so just so that mm-hmm. we just get a taste of them not canceling any of those
right.
shows, doing yeah. them anyways.
The show must go on.
Yeah, yeah. And then it goes. And then it goes away.
It goes away.
And then it goes
but just
away.
To have them,
and they
just
all
to have
say
it, so we just get to see
hypocrites.
That it was mm-hmm. full. They were full of shit the entire time.
Yeah. And then they can claim to have long COVID.
Yeah.
I Stavi, go to Stavi.biz. I have some T-shirts. I also, maybe by the time this is up, we'll have some dates announced.
Okay.
Go on like a nice long
you'd like
tour.
To announce the first date is with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a guy.
Yeah, I'm going to kiss him. I'm
going
to kiss
his
him.
Muscles. He's going to.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be, he's going to be like, wow, yeah. Nice penis, Stav.
It's so tiny.
No, it's big.
It's like a baby's penis.
It's like yeah. a very nice baby's
no.
penis.
Yeah, when I say I'm going to pump you up, I don't mean like that. Like you look like you're pumped up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Too wordy. No,
sorry, I got it.
Well, we have to end it now. Yeah. Wow, thanks a lot, Adam.
I'm sorry.
Jeez,
it's my fault. I'm sorry.
You completely blew it, Elliot. You blew it. What did tell us about that? Now that you're a guy, do you feel you're blowing it with women? Yeah, know what it feels like to be a loser.